This is Monsignor Gray. As we gather together on this Holy Thursday and as we celebrate in this way these some of these central mysteries of our faith, today on Holy Thursday we remember the Lord's Supper, we remember how he instituted the Eucharist, and everything that Jesus did at the Last Supper. It seems like it's a shame for us to have to gather in this way, for us not to be able to be present in person as we remember the Lord's Supper, as we pray with him in the garden, as we remember the time that Jesus was then arrested before the day of his crucifixion. But here we are, and so this is the time that we have. In fact, maybe it's fair to say that there really isn't a perfect time or a perfect place, at least not in our judgment, for when and where we should gather for these things. But in the Lord's own time, and in his way, he provides us with that place and that time. The disciples were not in any particular church. It was there in the upper room and then in the garden, where they were spending time in prayer. And that was the time that was meant for them. So there wasn't a church or a temple that they had, but they had the Lord with them. And so they spent that hour with the Lord. So it's after the Last Supper, spending that time with the Lord. Just like in the Old Testament times, when the people fled from Egypt, they celebrated the Passover meal, and Jesus gathered to celebrate the Passover with his disciples today on Holy Thursday. But remember the first Passover. When the people gathered together for the Passover, there was not enough time for them to leaven their bread. There was no time to let the dough rise. After the final of the last of the 10 plagues, the Egyptians wanted them to leave, and so they were told to leave immediately. There was no time. They had to take the bread as it was, unleavened bread, just like the unleavened bread that we use every time that we celebrate Mass. And so it's a reminder of the haste that was there. So it all happened very fast, just as the Last Supper occurred, and then shortly after that, Jesus was arrested, and everything happened so quickly, even before the disciples had a time to really contemplate or to really fully take in or understand the mysteries that they were experiencing at that point. So we stand with the disciples in haste and in unusual circumstances, but praying with our Lord and giving thanks to him. We remember some of the central mysteries that happen on Holy Thursday. In particular, that the Last Supper, that Jesus took bread and he took wine and he blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples, saying, "This is my body, this is my blood." So today we celebrate the Eucharist. So in particular, the gift of the Eucharist, and then also with that, the gift of the priesthood, with the disciples gathered together with the Lord. And so what a tremendous gift this is, and let us always be thankful for that. The gift of the Eucharist, especially this year when we can't receive the Eucharist as like we would like to. And so this is a time in particular to be grateful for this profound gift of Holy Communion. The priesthood by which we receive the sacraments, and that's a privilege. As men are called to the priesthood, and I count myself very blessed to have that opportunity. And yet this year, it's as frustrating for me as it is, I'm sure, for you. Priests want to be with their people to celebrate the sacraments, and the people want to be with their priests in their churches to celebrate the sacraments, and neither of us are able to do that this year. So this is a frustration for all of us. But nonetheless, we still persevere in faith, and we look forward to that time soon, even very soon, I hope, when we can gather together once again. We also give thanks for the gift of the Mass. What a gift that is as well, that Jesus celebrated the Last Supper, and he told people that what he did, they should do in memory of him. And we do that every time we gather at Mass. And so the Mass, too, is a profound gift as well. It's a good day also to pray for vocations to the priesthood, so that way we might continue to have a priest to celebrate the sacraments, so that way we can continue to have these experiences with the Lord. Today is also that not only the day on which the Lord celebrated the Last Supper, but the day he washed the disciples' feet, and then he goes and prays in the Garden of Gethsemane. And so some of the things that we can also do at home, it's good for us to be mindful of charity, ways in which we can look after one another or help other people. Just as Jesus showed great charity in washing the feet of the disciples, let us never forget charity in serving the least among us and serving those around us. So let us be people who live lives of service as well. But then also that Garden of Gethsemane. Normally we would gather in the church, here in the chapel. We're here in the original church, in the chapel here. This would normally be where our altar of repose would be. Yet we cannot do that. So I'd encourage families to set up their own altar of repose or their own special place of prayer in their own homes. You might take a part of the house, maybe an area that's dedicated that people can pray in. So it's not a place where other things happen, but maybe some area that's set aside. So it's not a place for games or for study or for work or for television, but some other space. It's just that quiet location that people can go to. And then finding that place of prayer, this can be a moment for us to spend some time with the Lord. Remember what the Lord said? He says, could you not but spend 1 hour with me? Of course, the disciples kept falling asleep. But we can ask the Lord then to help us to watch and pray, even if it is in our own homes. May we be able to consecrate this day, this Holy Thursday, to the Lord. And look forward to that day when we can celebrate the sacraments together once again, when we can receive communion together once again. But today, on this day, then I commend you in prayer. I pray for you as you ask you to also pray for me on this day. And let us be gathered together in spirit as we honor our Lord and the offering that he made, the sacrifice that he made, as he celebrated today the Last Supper.